Moss. I want to talk to it.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
Yes, Miss Whitney. Are you a supervisor?
I'm one of the floor supervisors, yes, sir.
All right. I just got off the phone with Priscilla, which was utterly unproductive. I want to know how do I reach your corporate office? What is your corporate phone number? And I mean, if you don't
this is customer service, sir.
I guarantee you I can find it.
Unfortunately, I can give you the email to our customer service email, and you can email, sir.
I guarantee you when I get to work, I can get on my computer and I can find it. So you can either provide it willingly, or I promise you when I get to work, I can locate it. Google's an amazing thing.
Okay, sir, I understand that, sir, and I do apologize. You're calling the correct number and the only number that we have, sir. So what is the issue going on here?
Well, I have the DC chess set that I've been trying to build. At this point, I'm about ready to go on eBay and just buy the whole damn thing off eBay. Because I've never seen such an unprofessional operation in my life. This is ridiculous. I'm on piece 3. I should be receiving piece 9 and 10 or 8 and 9 this month. And I'm still waiting on 4 and 5. I've been given excuse after excuse. Oh, well, we're out of stock on that. And I say, skip it. I've told you 5 times. I've called you 5 times and said, skip the thing that's out of stock and send me 2 pieces. I was told 2 pieces would go out today without fail. So I called in this morning to confirm there are 2 pieces going out today. Oh, no, you're not going to have anything ship until the 16th.
Okay, what's your account number, please, sir?
Let me Google it.
I think I've spoken with you last time. I do apologize. I think I did speak with you a week ago.
Like I said, I've talked to somebody up 10 dozen times to the point where, we'll give you 20% off your order. And I mean, every order going forward, and that's great. But doggone it, if nothing ever goes out, that 20% doesn't do me any good.
Yes, sir, I spoke with you because you're saying the same thing I did. Okay, what's your account number, please, sir?
Are you the young lady out of Prattville?
Sir, may I have your account number, please?
Yeah, give me just a minute. I'm trying to find it for you. Give me just a minute here. Okay, it is going to be 3-7-3-7-7-8-0-0-0-0-1.
One moment, please. And your first and last name and the address and email address, please.
John Smith, 941 Lero 227, Smith, Alabama, 36877, Black Adam 201 at Yahoo.
All right, so issue 7 is out of stock.
Yeah, I know. It's been out of stock every time I've called the last 5 times. I don't care what you ship. Ship me 2 pieces. I don't care what to. Send me 2 pieces. I don't care which ones. I'll come back around to it when it comes back in stock. But I've called in 5 times and said skip P7 since it is out of stock. This is the 6th time I'm telling your company to skip that piece. If I need to, I'll go on eBay and order, I think it's the Riddler. No, it's Two-Face. It's Two-Face. I'll go on eBay and I'll order Two-Face.
Okay.
If it's that difficult. But doggone it. Like I said, this is the upteenth time I've called in and said, hey, skip that piece. And they tell me, okay, we'll put the skip in. But it never happens. And nothing ever ships. I'm still waiting on 4 and 5. That was January. That was supposed to arrive in January.
All right, one moment, please.
And here we're rolling into March, and I'm still waiting.
One moment, please.
I understand. I mean, this is, I mean, your Google reviews, this explains them. I mean, good Lord.
Still with you, sir. One moment, please.
Not a problem.
The album.
All right, sir, I'm still with you. One moment.
Not a problem.
Are you a reward member, sir?
Yes.
Put your phone number on.
That was weird.
I will have to jump on the study that goes up to you. All right, so please be safe.
All right, I'm just having someone else look over this. One moment, please. All right, I'm still with you. One moment. All right, I'm still with you, sir. One moment, please.
Okay. Go, Packerwood, go. Go, go, go.
All right, sir, I'm still with you. So the only thing that we can do, if it's out of stock, sir, we just have to keep skipping those because, unfortunately, during our transition to our new warehouse, everything's on hold right now. So, and of course, if it's out of stock, it can't be shipped. So we'll just have to keep skipping the out of stock issues.
And that's fine.
And when you signed
up
with this, it did tell you if anything's out of stock, we continue on if anything comes in stock. And it could be a delay in your shipment. So that information is given to you when you do place the order, sir.
Which I understand that. That does not excuse why I have called in a half a dozen times and said, skip the out-of-stock piece.
Well, we don't know what's out of stock until it gets ready to ship, and then it pops up in our system. So we have to continue skipping if it does that. If nothing ships out, that means it's going to give us an error that this is out of stock, and we have to continue skipping those.
Right. And I've skipped piece, I think it's 7 is out of stock. Both 7 and 8, last two times, I believe it is, I've spoken, which means P7 is about to stop for going on 2 months. So, I mean, I understand that. I get that. That has not escaped me. But what I'm saying is, you know, I've called in and said, skip 7. Now, I called back in the last couple of times and said, I think it's 8, the Riddler and Two-Face are out of stock. So... I've got a list a supervisor sent you, so I know which character's which number. Which you send out the little pretty book with the first piece, but it doesn't tell you what number's which piece. It just shows you what pieces are. So somebody was kind enough to send me the email of what's what. So last time I looked, Two-Face, or last two times I've spoken with somebody, Two-Face and Riddler are out of stock. So I sent to told the lady the last two times, okay, send Batgirl, which I think is 6, and send Poison Ivy, which I think is 9. I said, so send me 6 and 9, since 7 and 8 are out of stock. Or 6 and 8, whichever it was. I said, send me those two. And yet,
here we are. I'm on the phone with somebody again. The pieces haven't been skipped. Nothing's been shipped. I'm still waiting on the pieces that never showed up for January. And last time I talked to somebody the other day, I was told, oh, they're in Atlanta. They've been in Atlanta now for like 2 weeks. The other thing I'm running into is, you know, I was assured something was shipping today. That's why I called, and I said, look, I want a confirmation that something shipped today. I don't care what, something went out today. So I called in to confirm something shipped. And I was
well,
told, oh,
I
no,
see the next shipment is March 16th. So I'm not sure where the 12th came on, unless it was that date, and then when she skipped issue 7 was out of stock, it pushes it to the next shipment date, which that
right.
could be possible.
And she said,
unfortunately, we have no control over that, because once we skip it, it has to regenerate in the system to your next shipment date. We have no control over that.
Yeah, because she told me that my next shipment date would be today. It would go out today.
Well, I'm seeing March 16th. That's probably because she skipped issue 7. So, unfortunately, we have no control over that, sir.
I appreciate it. This is ridiculous. All righty. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling Eco Moss Collections. Have a great day.